together.
Gotta go, 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 go. I wanted you to know, no, no, no. You're always on my mind. You're always on my mind. If something were to happen, my dear, I wouldn't want the last words you hear to be unkind. To be unkind. We got angry. Said some careless things. Who was wrong remains unclear.
Australian slacker rock right there from Courtney Barnett. The song is called Before You Gotta Go. That's from her most recent album, Things Take Time, Take Time. Before Courtney Barnett, it is lo-fi indie rock act PAX. The song is You Can Wish It. Let me try that again. You can wish all you want. It's the closing song from PAX's debut album, Take the Cake. And then kicking off the set, new music from Caroline Rose. Her latest album is called Year of the Slug. She released it earlier this year in February. This time around, we heard the song We Don't Talk Anymore. So, speaking of new music, we have new music from Cold Specs. I'll be honest, it's an album that has been long time coming that I was fearful we would never get. It was back in 2012 that Toronto singer-songwriter Cold Specs launched onto the music scene with her stunning debut album, I Predict a Graceful Expulsion, an album that mixed folk, soul, blues, and gospel into what Cold Specs calls doom soul. Over the last decade, Cold Specs has had a push-pull relationship with her music career as she treaded through a misdiagnosis of schizophrenia to then be diagnosed as bipolar. She mustered up enough fortitude to release her latest fourth album, Light for the Midnight, transforming some of her hardest times into just transcendent, timeless sounding expressions of empathy. So right now, without further ado, I am thrilled to bring you new music from Cold Specs here on Girly So Groovy.
To bring it on forever, I just wanna remember sunshine quit, suicidal lies, and all the petty things I hardly even noticed when she touched my ring. She sold me a camera for a song, a silver Instamatic. She wrote that on the border when I was gone. She said that she's going home and she won't be long. She said that she's going home. For hours when I'm wrong. She said it like a preacher before the throng. Careful with your life, 'cause it's not very long. We stumble for a moment and then we're gone. She said that she's gone. A bishop with my queen. The glass is nearly empty. She's asleep. Somewhere in my mind, I think I see her win. Perhaps I'll check the silver before I leave. She said that she's going.
Fighting traitors and fascists. You were my mistress, yes, you were a woman, but I knew it was you by the shape of your mouth. You called me Maurice and I had a small mustache. Played clarinet in a decadent band until we hid in the bushes. We shot from the bushes, made love in the bushes like there was no tomorrow. But in my real life, I'm a cocktail waitress, dodging men's hands. Instead instead of bullets, and you're a bass player in a band that got a deal. Dealing with assholes instead of explosives. Still, we're grateful to be alive. Together, fighting side by side as we hide in the bushes. We shoot from the bushes. We love in the bushes like there's no tomorrow. We'll drink from the bushes. We'll hide in the bushes. We'll love in the bushes like there is no tomorrow.
Celebrating voices that deserve to be heard, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener, who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. As we started off the entire 2 hours, we finish just the same, celebrating the work and legacy of talented singer-songwriter Jill Sabuel, the groundbreaking, award-winning singer-songwriter, fierce human rights activist, Jill Sabuel. She made history with her 1995 single, I Kissed a Girl, because it was the first openly gay theme song ever to crack the Billboard Top 10. That's legacy-making. And sad to see that we lost Jill Sabuel May 1st to a house fire. Definitely a longtime favorite here on Girly So Groovy. We heard the song Resistance Song. Jill Sabuel definitely was still continuing the resistance right up until now with her vocal criticisms of the American administration. That song, Resistance Song, comes from her 1995 self-titled breakout sophomore album. Before Jill Sabuel, we heard music from Toronto band Wild Strawberries. Everybody Loves You When You're Dead is the song. That's from their album Heroine. And then we kick things off with new music from Cold Specs. Her newest album, Light for the Midnight, was released just last month. We heard the opening song, How It Feels. I promise we'll be featuring much more from that album on future episodes of Girly So Groovy. It pains me to say we are at the end of the episode, the end of the 2 hour mixtape, but I promise you I will be back next week. In the meantime, stay in touch with the show. If you ever miss an episode or just want to listen again, remember we are online at mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you are there, you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy just simply waiting to press play or pause and listen at your leisure. You can also stay in touch with the show through our social media channels. On Facebook, we're simply found at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with that IE. Or on Instagram, we are at GSG Radio. I would love for you to like and follow us on our socials. Okay, that does it for this week. Girly So Groovy, whether you tuned in for the 2 minutes, two full hours, or 24 years. Yes, I said that correctly. I cannot say thank you enough for coming aboard. For nearly 24 years now, Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting proudly in the Windsor and Detroit listening area at CJAM 99.1 FM. at the University of Windsor, and since then, Girly So Groovy is now featured on 19 community and campus radio stations coast to coast across Canada and down south into the United States. It would take forever to sit here and name and shout out to every station, but every week I try and spotlight at least one of them, and one station when we talk about being heard down south in the United States. We are heard in LaGrange, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. We are featured Monday nights, 10 until midnight, at WLTL 88.1 FM in LaGrange, Illinois. A huge thank you to WLTL for bringing the Girly So Groovy universe as part of your evening listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, friends, let's wrap up this week's episode. Montreal alternative indie pop singer-songwriter Claudia Bouvette actually reminds me to be in the same school or discipline of songwriters that are like Jill Sobule, an artist that brings in clever fun and lyrics into the music that she makes. She has a new album out, Diary for the Lonely Hearts. I am going to leave you with the opening track, Call Me Back, from Claudia Bouvette. So much love. Thanks for tuning in. Here is Claudia Bouvette here on Girly So Groovy.
You and me easily could be the prettiest anomaly. Who would be? Speak to me. Your words are getting to me naturally. Bet you want my heart, get in my bed, and so it goes. So
Marco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, the Chablis.
My name's Eric Swanson, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. When people buy used goods and vintage clothes from Goodwill, that money helps fund job training programs, including a new effort to prepare people for careers in clean energy. Goodwill's Clean Tech Accelerator launched in 5 states last year and is now expanding to more. It offers paid training in solar installation, electric vehicle charger maintenance, and more.
Most people that come to us are coming to us because they're looking for a new opportunity. They have either been stuck in one particular industry or job and they're wanting to gain a new skill, and then they're wanting to provide a better life for themselves and their family.
Monique McDaniels is with Goodwill in South Carolina. Her chapter is training people to install and service HVAC systems and electric heat pumps, which can heat and cool a home without oil or gas. Participants get hands-on experience with the technology.
We'll have an actual lab where they'll be working on the actual machines. They'll be able to touch it, feel it, break it apart.
She says market research shows there are already well-paid jobs in her area for people with these skills.
You can come in with very little knowledge or experience. You can gain these skills and really create the quality of life that you're looking for yourselves and for your family.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.